I think that the belief in equality should be something that is deeply anchored in a person's conscience. That is a common belief, a belief centered around a community, but there are also beliefs centered around a single person, some reasonable and others way beyond this reality's boundaries. There are even different kinds of personal beliefs, ones concerning work, relationships, and mental health, all interconnected but still different from each other. Some of my beliefs about work, mostly, might be something you agree with. Put bluntly, escapism is good, too much work isn't, and failure is a part of success. Now, to go into more detail, I believe escapism is something that shouldn't be written off as a waste of time, but as a way to keep someone's motivation for something they don't enjoy doing up. There are so many forms of escapism, some seen as meditation, others plainly as a way to pass time, from the point of view of someone with a different mind who escapes differently. But no matter how one person escapes, someone else's way is just as good of a way to zoom out of our world for a moment and find a slower rhythm before coming back to our pretty fast-paced lives again. I've found a few ways to escape. Music, video games, more music, and sometimes I like to disappear into a virtual reality. I love having a virtual reality headset because it allows me to adjust the world and not myself for once. I can create, change, and start over if I feel like it. My view changes, and with it, I change as well. To some, that might just be a fun waste of time, but for me, it's a way to socialize, get to know people while not endangering anyone with the current situation. And I, to a certain degree, forget everything that bothers me for a moment. I believe that we should be very careful telling people to stop doing something because it's a waste of time. Too much work breaks a person, yet another thing I believe we should think about more. By that I don't only mean stress, although that isn't good for a person's mental health either. I mean that even if there is a constant amount of work, and it might not seem that much, but to the person looking at their seemingly endless list of things to do, it does. They have every right to be overwhelmed. Moderate workload should be taken to heart when talking about school, work, and just in general. Seeing that a person needs to breathe, not only in the physical way, but also in a less literal way, you need to give them time to do that. To visualize that, let's take musicians, flutists, pianists, and violinists. The piece being played representing the work. A flutist needs to breathe between phrases to be able to continue. A pianist needs to take all of his fingers off the keys and let go of the pedal before going on with what he's playing, and a violinist needs to take his bow off the strings and back on the beginning of the bow to play the notes. A flutist suffocates if he doesn't breathe, a pianist's work blurs out into a single unenjoyable sound if he doesn't breathe in his way, and a violinist loses sound if he doesn't take the bow off the instrument and place it on the strings again. Just like a person that has so much to do that they don't have time to breathe. They suffocate under the workload, the quality of their work severely decreases, or their life loses color. I believe that failure is part of success. I think that we shouldn't always see failure as a negative thing. Life is a learning experience, and we never know where we would be without that one or other mistake, where we would be if we had given up after that one project went wrong, or where we would be if we had never failed in the first place. I believe that we should pick up Thomas Edison's mindset. After many failed attempts on creating the light bulb, he found one that worked. Then a reporter asked him how it felt to fail 1,000 times, and Edison replied by saying that he didn't fail 1,000 times, but inventing the light bulb had 1,000 steps. I believe that he was right with that. We shouldn't judge a project by how many attempts didn't work, but by the end result. If one found 1,000 ways that don't work before finding one that does, then we should see the effort, the dedication, the motivation, and the determination rather than the attempts that failed. In conclusion, I believe that conversation keeps people alive. Conversation fuels change, and change can save someone's life. Those changes, if chosen carefully, will affect the people who might not have a voice in our society, that are ridiculed or are afraid to speak up. I believe that escapism is a good coping mechanism and should never be disregarded as a waste of time. That a moderate workload can save someone from fading away behind their work or crack under the pressure of due dates. And I believe that failure isn't a mistake, but yet another stepping stone to success.